This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Someone texts in, is the special guest Stevie Wonder? Stevie is around and in town.
So is Snoop, I think.
Really?
He's going to the game.
That's right. We got to have Snoop on.
I might be able to see him doing some TV and going to be there on the sidelines pregame.
Could we actually have Snoop on?
Probably.
I think we'd have to dump him twice and then it'd be over.
I think we just let it go. It's Snoop.
I didn't hear him swear whenever he was doing stuff for the Olympics.
No, he didn't.
Clean it up. One more text. Steelers better demolish the Cowboys. No Parsons, no Lawrence. And this just yesterday, no Brandon Cooks either. God, what a good player he is. And he's always dealing with stuff. Has had a lot of concussion issues. Yeah, the Steelers are favored, and I think for good reason. We'll get into Devontae Adams, the latest reporting on that from National Insiders. But right now, our special guest, Kevin Bish from Guardian Protection Services. Kevin, we love your company. We love you. Thank you so much for coming on. Callis, if you want to turn the microphone on, that would be good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Excellent.
Yeah, great.
And we know it's Fire Prevention Week coming
up. That's right.
Next week.
That's right.
And what does that have to do with Guardian? What does it mean to you guys?
Yeah, so Fire Prevention Week, it's typically the second week in October. So it's coming up in a couple days. And sort of maybe a little known fact is it actually was started to sort of commemorate the Great Chicago Fire, which was about 150 years ago, and killed a couple hundred people and destroyed, 17,000 buildings or something like that. So about 100 years ago, they started this Fire Prevention Week. And the goal is, as you would suspect, is just to raise awareness on fire safety, particularly in homes and families. So you think about, you want to have fire detectors in all your bedrooms. You guys have families, right? In all your bedrooms, on every level of the home. And you want to make sure that they're working. So you got to check them, test them, probably monthly. You also need to change the batteries. And again, make sure you got a plan in order to how to get out. So for us at Guardian Protection, so we're obviously local here in Pittsburgh. And what we do is we provide security systems to homes and businesses. We help protect against intrusion, burglary with the detectors that we have. We also help protect against dangerous levels of carbon monoxide or even water leaks. But what we also do as it relates to this is we also help protect against fire. And we do that with monitored smoke detectors.
And what does that mean, where they're monitored?
Yeah, so super cool. So the detectors you have in your home that everybody has, it's required, right? Those will, as soon as they detect the smoke, those will alarm, those will go off. And if you're in the home and you're awake, you'll hear them and you'll get your family out, you'll take action, right? But what we do, what our system does is it's like it augments that, it supplements it, right? And so when a Guardian smoke detector triggers, it notifies our 24/7 monitoring station. And boy, things, the action happens, right? You're going to get text alerts on your phone. You're going to get calls on your phone to you plus anybody on your list. And if we don't connect with you, if we don't talk to you, we'll notify the local fire department. If we do talk to you and you said, yeah, there's an issue, we're also going to notify the fire department. And if we talk to you and you say, you know what, but I'm just got something on the stove, it got a little too hot, it's burning, you know, we say, okay, just making sure you're okay. But why that's super important is if you think about it, when you're sleeping, you're in a deep sleep. In fact, some studies show that kids don't even hear smoke detectors very well.
Wow.
So you're in deep sleep, you might not hear the smoke detector, or you're incapacitated for some reason, or you're not home. Think about all the times you're not home. Smoke detector going off when you're not home isn't actually going to help you prevent catastrophic damage to your home. So again, we're going to alert you, we're going to take action, and it's a way to really help mitigate fire in your home or something to get out of control. So we have a couple good examples, some good customer stories. In fact, local here to Pittsburgh, we had a mother and her son. Her husband was away, and they were both sleeping. Smoke detectors went off. They didn't hear it, but she heard the phone. I don't think we're all triggered
wow.
these days.
Right, yeah.
You hear your phone. So we got on the phone with her. We said, there's a problem. And she said, yeah, I can hear it now. Took action. She got out, was able to mitigate it. Everybody was fine. Structure was fine. We had another one. There was a couple, and they were asleep in their bedroom above their garage, and they had some contractors do some work, and they had left some materials that sort of caught fire and were smoldering right under their bedroom. Didn't realize that we had a heat detector in that particular in
wow.
the garage. Went off. We called them. Same thing. They were able to get out. We notified the fire department. Everybody was safe. So it can really make a difference. It's not something you want. It's like insurance. You hope you never need it. But boy, when you do, it can really make a difference.
And both of us do have that, and that's one of the services that we both agreed upon whenever we were talking with you guys. And it's funny that because we get in here really early, we get in around 4 a.m. and our phones will start buzzing, and we're like wondering, like, nobody's texting us at 4 a.m. And we look at each other like, oh, a cat just went by one of our cameras. We got the alert from our phone,
yes.
You know, or his phone will go off 5 minutes later. Oh, it was a bunny rabbit or something like that. So we're always checking and monitoring. And my favorite thing is the doorbell system, the doorbell camera, so I can see who's there. I could talk to them through the doorbell.
Yep.
It's really makes you feel comfortable in your home. What are some of the other services that you guys do offer outside of the smoke detectors and the video cameras?
Yeah, when you talk about, well, outside the smoke detectors, it's all about life safety and intrusion safety. That's the core of what we do. It's all about safety and protection in the home and also businesses. The fun stuff, though, the things that really that you guys talk about and you see, it's kind of the cameras. Everybody's talking about cameras these days. So it's the doorbell camera. It's the outdoor camera. We have a floodlight camera that can sit on the front of your house or the back. It really lights up. It has this perimeter protection feature that when someone comes onto your property and it knows if it's a person or an animal,
yes.
or an object, right, a car, and you can trigger different things to happen. So it'll light up. It can sort of make some announcements. It can do some things to help, again, keep your whole property safe. You talk about the doorbell camera. I've got a daughter. She comes home from school every day. I get the alert
yep.
every day. And then I can look and I can see her walking in the front door. She also has, we have a door lock. So she'll put in her code and I get an alert. So I know it's her. I know there's nobody
else. She's got her own code, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody's got their own code. So you talk about as a parent, you feel real safe knowing, yep, she's good and there's nobody with her. And she made it home. I feel good.
I spy on my kids too because they'll friends will come over after school.
Yes,
and I'm upstairs, and I'll log on my phone and see who's at the door, and you know it's Mateo, one of their friends, and then my sons will open the door, and then they'll have a conversation. I'm like, what are they talking about? All right, let me listen. What are they talking about? They're talking about like playing Xbox and playing Fortnite. I'm like, okay, as long as they're keeping it cool. But I love being able to be able to see and hear who's at the door.
Yeah, it's peace of mind too for me. I mean, that's my favorite thing is just I know who's coming into my out of my house at all times. And I'm keeping tabs on the raccoon family we have in
there
the front
go.
Yard.
There you go.
Because my daughter was totally enamored by looking at the video of the one raccoon, and then she's got the eyes. Little family of raccoons. But I know when I walk out my door, because this is the kind of guy I am. Normally, 3:30 in the morning, whatever time it is, I'm walking outside before Guardian. All right, someone's going to get me. Don't have to worry about that anymore. And Guardian Protection, Pittsburgh's hometown home security company, founded in 1950, ranked among the nation's top 10 security providers, headquartered right here in Pittsburgh. Kevin Bish has been our guest. Anything, any parting shots, any words of wisdom, anything you want people to know about Guardian before you head out here?
Yeah, just that it's that it's a professional security. There's a lot of choice. I know you guys talk about teams. You talk about, the Steelers have the standard. You talk about which organizations are strong year in and year out. Maybe it's a stretch of an analogy, but we'd like to think we're professional security, professional sales, install monitoring. We're sort of at a different level. It's all we do. We take it very seriously, you know, the feeling good and feeling safe about your family and your home. So we like to think we're at a different level. So when you're looking, if you're looking, we just ask that you think about, you know, what quality over, you know, things that you might just find online or might be the cheapest thing. That's not always the best route to go.
They're the best.
They are the best. We can attest to that personally.
Yes.
And I know you're not going to steal my WVU flag.
I still might. What are you going to do?
Well, I'll know you're
there.
You'll
see, it's me.
I'll know you're there. And you're right. Once that happens, not really sure what to do. Regular intruder, I might have a shot. You, not so much. Kevin, we really appreciate everything you guys do for us, for the community, for sponsoring the show. You guys really are the best, and we've enjoyed getting to spend some time with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. We love being a sponsor, and you can check us out at guardianprotection.com/fan.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Coming up next, the latest on Devontae Adams from some of the national insiders. They've been all over it this morning. And how do you feel about the Cowboys? We've talked about this briefly on the air. We talked about it a lot off the air. And I'm wondering if people feel the way I do, feel the way you do about these Dallas Cowboys. That's next. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
For you. Steelers Cowboys Sunday Night Football a historic rivalry, and we'll get into that element of this game coming up in a few minutes. What's the latest on Davante Adams? We'll get to that in a minute, but first, a text. I'm about 40 minutes behind on the Odyssey app, but I have to comment on Crowley's opinion on Joe and Ben hugging, talking about Flacco and Roethlisberger. Crowley says it's unacceptable because they're rivals, but then comes into work every day kissing Doran's ass. That's unacceptable.
Wow.
Multiple people said the same thing. Here's the difference. This is like Patrick Queen becoming a Steeler. You and I are teammates. I got your back. You got my back.
Mm-hmm.
We're bros.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you're teammates.
No.
If Ben and Flacco were teammates, that's fine. Not teammates. Arch nemeses.
Do you think that Ben would hug Flacco from the suite that he was in after the game if Joe Flacco was still playing for the Ravens? If Joe Flacco was on the Ravens and the history was the same, do you think he would have gave him a hug?
I would like to think no, but I think, yeah, I think he hugs him. I think he would have hugged him.
I think he hugged him because he was with the Colts and he has respect for him. But I think if it was the Ravens and they just beat the Steelers, I don't think Ben's doing that.
Maybe the whole thing is just tick me off because Flacco comes in, carves him up, and then everyone's singing his praises after the game. Oh, Tomlin says, oh, Joe Flacco, we know what he's capable of, blah, blah, blah. Maybe this is just an extension of that. I do wonder if he were doing it for the Ravens, what would happen? I would have loved the hug if Flacco comes in and loses. Passive-aggressive Ben goes down there, gives Joe Flacco a pat on the back. Hey, good fight out there, old man. You 40-year-old man. Good job. Way to battle it out. I would have hated if he hugged him last year for the Browns.
Did you have a problem with him sharing a suite with McAfee?
Why would I hate that?
McAfee was a Colt.
Yeah, but McAfee's a Pittsburgh Colt and a Mountaineer.
Joe Flacco went to Pitt.
I feel like I got boxed in here and I don't like it. And I have to fight my way out like I'm Chad Ochocinco against James Harrison. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Give us a call on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Before we get into this historic rivalry between the Steelers and Cowboys, here's the latest on Davante Adams. This from Ian Rappaport. Mike Garofalo also has confirmed that he's hearing the same thing. While the Raiders could trade Adams to the Jets, that's where Adams would prefer to go, they will do what's best for their organization, sources say, including taking the best deal from the highest bidder. Thing is, I think the team that's going to be the highest bidder is also the one that Adams prefers to go to. The Jets are a desperate outfit. They need to get this Aaron Rodgers thing right, or guess what? Everyone loses their jobs. Ipso facto, you're probably going to give up the most to get Davante Adams. The Chiefs were reported to be interested. I ruled that out yesterday because Mark Davis owns the Raiders. I see Pony tweets out within the last 10 minutes. He could see Mark Davis not wanting to send Davante Adams to the Steelers because of his dad. And I hadn't thought of that. I mean, if you're not going to send him to a longtime hated rival, the Chiefs, you're probably not going to do it to the Steelers. And I think he's just crazy enough that he would do something like that, not send him to the Steelers. Because of old bad blood. Dorn.
Maybe.
I could see. I think he's a lunatic. Hey, look at his haircut. Like, if you be walking around like that,
you got a little screws.
A couple
loose.
Screws are loose. I mean, when you're walking around and you got a mop on your head,
a bowl cut.
You walk in, and you do the thing you used to do when you were a kid in like the 80s. You put the bowl on my head and cut around the thing, and you're still doing it now? You're living way in the past.
Yep.
So I could see him not sending Davante Adams to the Chiefs or the Steelers. I don't think he's going to be a Steeler. We've had fun with Davante Adams. Watch. Ray Fittipaldo said he thinks Davante Adams makes the Steelers a AFC North division contender. I said the same thing yesterday. Don't think it's going to happen. Maybe if the Jets get Davante Adams, Mike Williams could be made available. And then you throw out Garrett Wilson, who doesn't seem to get along or see eye to eye with the quarterback. I would love that. We'll monitor the situation. Mm-hmm. Should anything happen, should more breaking news come out, we will get to it right here on the Fan Morning Show. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. All right, let's dive into this Steelers-Cowboys rivalry. Mike Tomlin was asked about it. talked about it in his Tuesday press conference.
The strength of the brand, of the brands, is something that is to be respected. But I respect that every day, man, when I get out of that car in this parking lot. It's a responsibility to represent the black and gold, and I would imagine the guys in Dallas feel the same way. You can't put a price tag on standards and legacy, and both organizations have that. We walk on the ground that's been paved for us by those that have come before us. We feel really blessed and honored to do so, and sure that that will be reflected in the way that both teams play this weekend.
How do you feel about the Cowboys, Dorn?
I feel like I liked them growing up. I feel like there wasn't, like, you know, whenever you grow up in Pittsburgh, it's Steelers or gospel. And that was for, you know, in my house as well. Like, every Sunday you're watching the Steelers. But whenever I did watch a different team, I felt like it was always the Cowboys. And I liked the fact that I knew players on the Cowboys. I think, players are so – NFL and professional sports now with kids are so player-driven. Like, my kids have pictures of Justin Jefferson on their wall. They have pictures of, even Patrick Mahomes.
Your youngest has a Mahomes jersey.
Has a Mahomes jersey. He wears it almost every single day. Jalen Hurts. It's so player-driven now, and I feel like that did start in our era whenever we were that age, that we didn't have the access that our kids have with YouTube and social media and the internet. But whenever there was a game on outside of the Steelers, I always felt like it was the Cowboys. And then that's whenever I started learning of other players too. Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Deion Sanders, Moose Johnston. I mean, these guys like literally just pop in my head right now because I remember watching them so much. John Madden and Pat Summerall calling games, that I did like the Cowboys. And I think that over the years, they have lived off of their mystique more than I think any other franchise in sports.
I would agree with that.
So to be able to do that and not win just shows you how powerful their brand is, like Mike Tomlin's saying. But then you have the Steelers, who has a huge brand as well. Maybe close second, or maybe in some people's eyes are 1-1. But the Steelers have won since 95, since the last time that the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl was 95, right? They have done a good job. Whether you like the Cowboys or not, they have done a good job with the branding because they haven't won. They've come close. They've not come close, but they've done a good job. And I've always had respect for that, if anything. I've always had respect of, like, the star.
Oh, absolutely. There's still a mystique. There's still a brand that draws eyeballs. Like, to me, this is a helmet game.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It almost doesn't matter who's playing. It's the Steelers logo v. the Cowboys logo, and you're going to have a bunch of Cowboys fans in the seats. That's just the way it's going to be on Sunday night. That's the way it always is with them. We saw it with the 49ers not long ago. Saw it with the Bills in a Duck Hodges game. I saw it when Brett Favre came in here. It can happen, and if there's a franchise that's going to do it to Pittsburgh, it's this one. There's fans all across the country. I don't have a problem with the Cowboys. I like when they're good. I don't root for them.
Right.
Someone misconstrued that when we were talking about this briefly the other day. Crowley, you say you hate it when people root for Pitt and West Virginia and Penn State. Yeah, I don't root for the Cowboys. I think it's good for the sport. I like it when the Packers are good, and they most always are. I like it when the 49ers are good. I like it when the traditional brands are good in college football and in college basketball. I think it's good for the collective sports.
And Yankees, Lakers. Like,
yes.
That's kind of how I fit, too.
You know, this is, I hate to say this, I want to see the Yankees and the Mets
Me
or
too.
The Yankees and Phillies in the World Series.
Me too.
I like
but
brands.
I'm not rooting for them.
No, I don't
root
for them.
I like seeing that.
Mm-hmm. I think Steelers fans that look at the Cowboys and talk about all the coverage they get nationally for as little as they've done, and they haven't gone to a championship round since 1995, I think Steelers fans got to look in the mirror a little bit. Because the similarities between these two franchises are big time. Now, I'll take the Rooney family over Jerry Jones 8 times a week, right? I just, Jerry Jones doesn't do it for me, and he annoys me. And I guess I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
But Cowboys ain't done jack about you-know-what since 1995.
No.
Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Like, the Steelers still drive conversations nationally. You flip on Get Up, they're talking about Justin Fields v. Russell Wilson all offseason long. And then they're going to pivot to, when is Dak Prescott going to get his contract? I can understand why fan bases around the country hate both the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Yes.
But if you're the Steelers, if you're a Steelers fan and you hate the Cowboys, you better been alive to watch them play Super Bowls in the 70s, and you probably have a bad taste in your mouth for 1995. Based on my age, I was watching the game, I'm sure, where Neil O'Donnell's throwing a couple of picks, but I wasn't waking up the next day pissed off. Mommy and Daddy were, but that doesn't sit in my brain and bother me. I understand that it would for other Steelers fans, but if you're around our age, I wonder if people do have the hatred for the Cowboys.
I don't think so. And I'm just going based off of myself. Like, it's the most nostalgic feeling because it was around that age. I was 6 or 7 years old where I started to really fall in love with football and fall in love with players. What I remember from that game, and I remember that game pretty vividly being 6, 7 years old, is what I said before and what I said yesterday. Like, I could name every player on the Steelers. I had a Steelers calendar that had a bunch of players on it. I mean, Darren Perry, Rod, like, I could name every player, but I also could name almost every player on the Cowboys and their coach. Like, and that made me fall in love with football and sports. And then naming every player on the Yankees around that time, or naming and naming guys that on the Lakers, or like I was saying before, or the Bulls, Michael Jordan. Like, I don't know if I necessarily rooted for it, but those teams and those brands that we still talk about in sports and professional sports, they made me fall in love with sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were the ones that were talked about then, and they're still talked about now. So I don't think that people our age or younger have hate for the Cowboys. If they do, it's putting on ESPN or Fox and hearing about them all the time, knowing that they haven't done jack you know what in 30 years.
Been a long time.
I mean, Steelers, you could say that they have to look themselves in the mirror, but they have 2 Super Bowls and been to 3 since then.
Simple question at 412-928-9370. Do you hate the Dallas Cowboys and why? They only played 33 times. Like, that's part of it for me, too. Like, familiarity breeds contempt. They played in 2020. They played in 2016. That was a classic. I mean, they've played some great games. Mm-hmm. The 08 game, it's the loudest I've ever heard Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, in a regular season game. When when Tony Romo peed down his leg and they totally collapsed and he threw the pick six to Deshae Townsend. That place was shaking. So they've had some classic games. Ben Roethlisberger's rookie year where they go into Dallas and they win 24-20. There have been some great games. To me, they're so few and far between. I don't think of the Cowboys in relation to the Steelers very often.
Right.
And I know about the history. I understand the history. I wasn't alive for the history. And I wonder how younger Steelers fans might think about this quote-unquote rivalry. 412-928-9370. If you're old, you're allowed to call too, because we'd love to go down memory lane with you. 412-928-9370. Simple question, do you hate the Cowboys? I think that the answers might be age-specific.
Yes.
I'm 33, I don't hate them. Twitter poll, 60% of people say yes. A lot of texts coming in saying that the national media fawns over them. I don't know that they fawn over them, they talk about them all the time. But I don't think that's any different than the way the Steelers are covered. Two big national brands, whether they're relevant or not, the national media is going to make them relevant because people are going to engage with that. Like, Colin Cowherd rips on the Cowboys all the time, or compliments them, rips on the Steelers all the time. Why? People engage with it. That's part of the secret sauce from a national standpoint. You find the brands, you make them lightning rods, and then success follows and you make a lot of money. Here's a tweet. I like this one. And this kind of goes back to what you were saying-ish. Same timeline. Yins are triggering me. 1995 was my 10th birthday party. Never got to cut the cake. Had to go to bed early. Have hated the Cowboys ever since and wish nothing good for them ever. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes ton of sense. I'll never forget the 01 AFC Championship game. I was just learning about football, just becoming a big fan. And Patriots, Spygate, Drew Bledsoe comes into the game. They lose. And I cried. You go out play backyard football, you're crying. So that's the same thing. I totally get that. And if you're a fan from the 70s, battling against the Cowboys in Super Bowls, I can understand that too. Shall we take some calls?
Yes.
412-928-9370. Roger, first up. Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Hate the Cowboys.
Why, Raj?
Well, I'm 54. I grew up during them Super Bowls, and yeah. All I can remember is my dad and my uncle drinking beer, screaming at the TV.
See, that makes a ton of sense.
So, there's no love lost here.
Are you going to the game?
No, I wish.
You see the ticket prices?
No.
Oh, my God. So my sister's getting married this weekend. A lot of the family from New Jersey, her future husband, they wanted to go to the Steelers game this weekend. Let's see what it's all about, you know? It's like $800 a ticket.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely the most expensive ticket of the year.
Wow.
And you got to figure it's a lot of Cowboys fans.
Absolutely. When I got drafted by Houston, I had a lot of family that lived in Houston that I only got to see like a couple times whenever they would come to Pittsburgh over my lifetime. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, I'm talking about at least 15 to 20 family members that lived down there. And I went to my uncle's house. It was Thanksgiving. And my parents came down, and they are diehard Cowboys fans.
Really?
And, I mean, I'm playing for the Texans, and their whole house is covered in Cowboy stuff. And they, like, I was like, you want some Texans gear? And they're like, no. Like, they would not root for the Texans because they were that big of Cowboys fans. I'm like, I'm your family. And they're like, no. Like, don't wear Texan stuff in here. Don't. Even think about like a hat, a shirt, your jersey, nothing. They were dead serious. I'm like, man, you guys like the guy. And like,
it's religion.
It's religion. And I'm like, how many teams are like that? I got to thinking because, you know, I'm just like playing. And then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, I know Steelers fans are like that. Now I know Cowboys fans are really like that. And I knew that, you know, from the past. But then I was like, is that it? Like that hardcore? Maybe Green Bay? But you think about the NFL and you think about watching and staying power, like it's those two teams. And then, you know, maybe there's a distant third of Green Bay, I guess, Chicago. You know, Patriots had their time a little bit with Tom Brady, but staying power, if you're thinking of just sports in general, and you talk Steelers, you talk Cowboys, and you talk to teams that we said before, Lakers, you talk Yankees, yeah, Penguins maybe. But like,
short list.
And the Cowboys, out of all of them, haven't done anything. Literally, most of our lifetime.
I think that's a big reason for the national hate.
Right.
Is that, you're going to keep talking about the Cowboys. They haven't done jack since 1995. They haven't done
anything. Not even come close.
Yeah, and then you do get the Romo shoved down our throat, the Aikman throw down our throat.
True.
Like, you play for the Cowboys and you're a quarterback. You can talk a little bit.
True.
They're going to put your ass on TV.
That is a good point.
Yeah. And I can get the annoyance factor there for sure. Gigi and Sewickley, hello.
Hey guys, hate the Cowboys. I'm going to show my age here. Grew up during the 70s, so got a big hatred. And then I had the unfortunate pleasure of going to the Super Bowl when we lost to the Cowboys, and Neil Donald was freaking thrown to imaginary players. Man, it was I was 8 rows from the end zone looking at Neon dance. I hate the Cowboys. Hate the 90s.
I hate the 90s.
I hate the 90s.
See, I'm not trying to have people call in and me tell them, you're not allowed to hate the Cowboys.
No, you're allowed.
Hell yeah, you can hate the Cowboys. It's just, I've never cognizantly seen them be good. And all it takes is a few extra years. Like, at 5, I ain't remembering sporting events. At 8, like you do. There's just a big difference there. And as much as, and I was at the game with the fake spite Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown and then Ezekiel Elliott sealing the deal, like, that game hurt at the time. It stunk. Steelers wound up 4-5. Then they rolled the rest of the season, didn't lose a game, win the division, go to the playoffs. So that game stunk, but like, I don't have these lasting memories of, oh my God, the Cowboys stole my team's soul.
Right.
That a lot of the callers and a lot of the people reacting on the text line have. There's also the great story of the Chief getting asked, "You guys, we're going to brand you America's team. We ain't America's team. We're Pittsburgh's team."
Wants it.
Mm-hmm. And he told that story. It's a great story.
Yeah, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. And I know it took us a while to get into it. And I was like, man, are we going to get into it this week? Like, just talking about this.
and really makes the game even more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really does. And I think, I don't know if I said this on air, off air yesterday or day before, I'm like, they should find a way to play this every year. Like, the NFL is going to make so much money. The ticket prices, like you just said, are $800. Like, what do you think? How much, like, the viewership, like, you're not going to get a better game viewership wise the whole entire season.
No, the number is going to be off the charts. And I think the Steelers are going to win the game. But look, Dallas, they're going to have to score some points because their defense is so banged up. And I think the Steelers' offense is warmed to the task these last couple of weeks, which is only going to make people watch more. And that here's what I want more than anything else. I want Steelers to take their lunch money, and I want to hear what Jerry Jones has to say after the game. I want a little crybaby Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Little press conference after the game that he loves to do, GM Jerry. I want him whining his way back to Dallas. Maybe I don't like them so much.
We get Mike McCarthy from Pittsburgh. He's head coach.
That's the other thing. And I think I like Dak.
We know that.
I know you know that. All right, Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We'll take a few more calls. We'll react to more of your guys' thoughts on the Cowboys when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Tonight's a special night, Doran. Just found out. Texas State against Troy tonight. You also got the NFL game.
Yep.
55 consecutive days of live televised football. After today, the first day without football on TV is November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
55 days in a row with football.
So we got some action, I guess.
Oh, Maction will be back, baby.
This is fantastic.
I love Maction. I've missed Maction because I like to gamble, and I just love college football.
Yep.
One of the great calls, really, we've had on our show in a long time in the last segment, asking people why they hate the Cowboys, if they hate the Cowboys, and the call was, sat in the eighth row when Neil O'Donnell was throwing the ghosts. Hate the Cowboys. Hated the 90s. What a line. What a dismount, man.
Ruined the whole 90s for him.
How many times do we open up the phone lines like this, though? It doesn't happen a lot. Like, we didn't do this for the 49ers, and I realize the history between the teams, but love them, hate them, whatever word you want to use to describe the Dallas Cowboys. People get jacked up for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games, you look on the schedule, it's like, oh, the Steelers, like, it's like, you know, around February of last year, oh, the Steelers, or whenever the schedule comes out, the Steelers play the Cowboys at home. Like, you want to bring your family or your kids to this game. Like, that's the game we're going to go to. We're going to try to get tickets to that game. We got to see the Dallas Cowboys take on the Steelers. Pretty big. Pretty big. Like I said, I don't know how logistically they could get it done, but this would be a game where I would try to find a way to play every year.
That'd be sick. It would be awesome.
Yeah, it like a Thanksgiving game. Like, make it a new thing. Like, you got Detroit and what, Green Bay?
You know what? I thought when I knew the Steelers were playing the Cowboys, I thought it might be the Thanksgiving game this year. Would made a ton of sense. Not that they're not going to be huge ratings for the Thanksgiving game, but you want to talk about huge ratings?
Oh man, you kill it.
Absolutely. You talk about familiarity, and you talk about if they could play every year. It's why, like, I don't like the Raiders more than I dislike the Cowboys. Like, because you can start naming losses. Terrell Pryor, the X-ray machine, where Josh Dobbs would have had a higher quarterback rating if he would have spiked the ball every play than he did coming in for Ben Roethlisberger that game. You think about Bruce Gradkowski. There's just so many Steelers-Raiders games that come to mind. Because they play more often because they're in the same conference, and that's the way that it works. So I've always disliked the Raiders more than I've disliked the Cowboys.
And there's two Pittsburgh guys that really gave the Steelers their fate right there that you just named, Terrell Pryor and Bruce Gradkowski. So I'm sure that hits closer to home.
Yeah, and if Mike McCarthy shoves it up their backside and the Steelers lose their second game, call back in on Monday. I might have a different feeling about the Dallas Cowboys. And at least we don't have to have Romo on the call.
Have you ever heard him call a Cowboys game or Aikman? Like, are they biased?
Well, because Aikman does more of the Cowboys games just by virtue of Fox and in the NFC. I've never really picked up on the bias.
Me neither.
But anything bad goes wrong, Steelers, Cowboys, and Romo were to say something, it would just annoy you.
Oh, Jim!
He's gotten better, I think. He was really good. Then he sucked. This year, I think he's been a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of reined in some of his Tony Romo-ness.
Yeah, he's used his awareness, and I think he's heard a lot of chatter. A lot of
criticism.
Yeah.
A lot of criticism. Big show tomorrow as we preview the game. Steelers v. Cowboys. Sunday Night Football. We hand things off to Starkey next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 75.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.